Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Are you ready for some little-known facts about the witch's home state? From dinosaurs to colorful natural phenomenon, the trio is going to wow you in a different way. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Welcome, witches, to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. We are your hosts. I'm Lisa Brown, the Bad Witch. Across from me is Shelley Majors, the Good Witch.
Huddly ho.
And then we have the main witch.
Yup, two wins.
There you go.
Yeah.
We are coming at you live. I guess we're not. It's a podcast. But we're live right
we're
now.
We're live
recording
right now.
It.
Are we?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. And we are doing part ducks, and that's two in French.
Is it?
D-U-E-X, right?
Do.
But yeah, you could just say ducks.
You could.
Yeah, but you won't because it'd be wrong.
Yeah, the but French would give you the stink.
They'd be like, you're dumb. But we're doing part two of our episode that we started last week, which is Rocky Mountain High, where we're talking about Colorado things. And Shelley is going to be giving us some weird, wily, and informational facts about Colorado.
It is true.
Yes.
It's so true.
There you go. The true facts.
Yes.
Are you going to have like Denver's top-rated dispensary?
You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know. But it's weird things about Colorado, and we... there's a lot of these that we don't know.
Okay.
So this was a video that was sent to me, and then it had 50 facts. And I really don't know that I knew any of them.
Oh.
But the first question was, did you know that there are radioactive trees in Colorado, or that there's a mountain that's been creeping downhill for centuries? So there's bizarre stuff, geology, history, weather extremes, travelers, nature lovers, whatever. They're Colorado hidden gems, but also weird Colorado facts.
Are the radioactive trees by Rocky Flats?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
The nuclear power plant that closed down? Let's find out,
okay,
shall we?
Let's dig deep into the Colorado.
Yes. So I'm going to start. They're categorized.
Okay.
So these are geological wonders.
Okay.
Do you guys know about the Pinkerton Hot Springs?
No.
So I think I did this before we had categorized wows and stuff, and we just brought something weird to the table. But it's a colorful mineral mound near Durango, which is way southern Colorado.
I have never been there.
I know you haven't. But so it looks like, and this is a quote, and I think we have pictures of it from a past episode. It looks like a weird crayon melt looking pile of oranges, reds, and yellows.
Cool.
And it's a hot springs. But the fun fact is the EPA warns against touching. It's a view only.
Oh.
Because there's just so many crazy minerals in there.
So it's it's not like a hot springs that you can dip your toes in.
Exactly. Okay. It's called a hot springs, but it's not a hot springs that you
take a dip.
It's a
hot mess springs.
Yeah, it's a hot mess springs. Exactly. Exactly. Never heard of this either. It's called the Slumgullion Earth Flow. So it's a creeping landslide. And we talked about the dangers of quicksand before.
Oh, yeah.
But a creeping landslide outside Lake City, moving 20 feet a year for centuries.
Huh.
This is in Colorado. I don't even know where Lake City is.
I don't either.
Would you put a mobile home
on
that?
I've never been there.
You don't put anything in it. But the fun fact is it's named after Slumgullion, which is old slang for chunky stew, because it looks like a giant creeping soup.
Now I'm just hungry.
I know. What do you have for dinner? Some Slumgullion?
Slumgullion?
If it goes that slow, how long is it going to take to come out of you? I don't want to know.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, here's another one. Paradox Valley's Upside Down River.
Mm.
So the Dolores River cuts across the valley due to a collapsed salt dome. Fun fact, one of the world's only punch through the middle rivers. So like the river comes through like this salty thing, whatever. That's a deal. So we have a lot to look at.
Okay.
Fun fact number.
I need a picture of that because I can't picture it in my head.
We're
going to have to do a whole bunch of
Absolutely.
Pictures, I think.
Yeah.
This is the geology part. It might get crazier. I don't know.
Okay.
But the saltiest cold springs. And that doesn't sound that interesting. It might not be at all. But when I went to Belize with Dara, I'm not a strong swimmer. I know you.
Hate you.
But I'm not a strong swimmer.
No.
The saltier the seawater, the more buoyant.
Buoyant,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah, and you don't have to wet it. Mm-hmm. So the saltiest Cold Springs, it's 20% salt content, which is 7 times saltier than seawater.
So you float above the water.
Yes. Okay. It's like you're actually flying. So you're dumping $100,000 or 100,000 to 200,000 tons a year into the river. It's the saltiest Cold Springs.
Oh.
Engineers pump it underground to save farms.
Oh.
There you go.
I wonder how cold it is.
You want to drink a margarita when you're on that.
I guess.
Definitely. Just put the rim in there.
Yeah, and yeah. Dip and trip. Perfect.
Or like with elk that you get to, you like attract them to shoot them in a little salt lick.
The salt licks, yeah.
Okay, we talked about this on the last episode.
Uh-huh.
The paint mines, the rainbow clay, it's near Calhan, the paint and mines. I think it's a protected national park, not a Colorado park, but it's striped in reds, purples, yellows from iron oxide and clays. Fun fact, used by Native Americans for 9,000 years. That's so many years.
More
How do they
two.
Know that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How do they know it? But for arrowheads and pigments. Hmm. Okay. Lisa, here's a place that you said you wanted to go that you haven't been.
Okay.
The Great Sand Dunes Boogie.
Boogie?
Yeah, it says it.
Okay.
Tallest dunes worldwide that sing, quote, with booming sounds.
Huh.
So you've been there.
Yes.
Did you hear it sing?
No.
Okay.
Amber Braxton did some beautiful pictures of it. Mm-hmm. Again, you're in that dike park.
What's wrong with you?
I can't say Dark Sky Park. It's a dark sky park.
Okay.
But you can see the Milky Way from it. It's reflecting on the sand dunes. It's absolutely beautiful. But I didn't hear them sing.
Mm.
That's how they sound. Or they
say, look, you're driving poor Linus crazy.
He's like, stop it.
Look at his poor face.
Oh, I'm sorry, Linus.
But I didn't know this. It says that it's like the dunes have their own natural sound system. And that Bing Crosby even sang about it in the 40s.
Well, there you go.
I did not know this.
Dunes strike. Oh, no. that was Frank Sinatra that would have done something like that. Yeah, Bing Crosby is like,
they're all the same.
Ba, 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 boom.
They both have blue eyes. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay. La Garita Caldera. It's the largest eruption ever. 5,000 cubic kilometers of ash. 5,000 times Mount St. Helens.
Mm. So it was a volcano?
Yes.
It's not ash volcano. Obviously not active.
I don't know. It doesn't say when it was, and they should.
Okay.
Because we all remember Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
But this was 5,000 times that.
All right.
Fun fact. It could bury Maryland under feet of debris. Well, that's how big it was.
But can you say the name of it again?
La Garita Caldera.
I'll take the number two.
Can I have extra green chili with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not trying to be funny here.
Mm-hmm.
The D word is in this one.
Oh.
Spanish Peaks Dikes.
Okay.
Maybe it's Diques, because there's a lot of Spanish things in Colorado.
Okay.
It's volcanic cores with radiating rock walls like a natural X-ray. Mm. Maybe you should check out your kidney stones there.
Ooh, right. Where is it at?
We need more information on all
God
of these.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Pikes Peak Granite.
Mm-hmm.
1.08 billion year old, like the 0.8 matters. I don't remember it. 1.7, I really remember. Yeah. But the 1.08 billion year pink rock, not a volcano, but eroded magma.
Magma.
Fun fact, fooled people into thinking it's Mount Fuji-like. I really should have read all of these before I started the
whole episode. No, that's
the best part.
It's funny because it's like,
I'm learning.
I am so fooled. I thought this might be Mount Fuji. I thought I was in.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not.
I'm in Colorado, not Japan.
Foiled
but it's
again.
Pink rock.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, I thought this.
Everybody here speaks English.
Yeah.
They do.
Weird.
And they're tall.
Yeah.
Red rocks, unconformity,
mm-hmm.
1.4 billion year gap, so a little older.
Mm-hmm.
And rock layers, it's the biggest. In the Earth's surface.
And there is an amphitheater.
Yes, but the unconformity is the biggest on the Earth's surface.
God, what's an unconformity?
It's not the same.
Okay.
Like each of the layers are different. They're like wavy gravy.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, they're like wavy gravy.
Okay.
Okay, I instantly regret all of this. Prehistoric and biological surprises.
Uh-huh.
Colorado's ancient history shines.
Oh.
Do you guys know where Florissant is? F-L-O-R-I-S-S-A-N-T.
It really does sound familiar.
Yeah. Yes, it is a town in Colorado somewhere. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, we're way bigger than all the East Coast states.
Yeah.
We're real big.
We're big.
And prehistoric.
Yeah.
Florissant fossil beds. We have petrified redwoods, guys,
mm-hmm.
up to 14 feet wide. Do you know how wide that is?
That's wide.
14 feet.
Well, I mean, okay.
You this room is only 12.
Okay, thank you. All right. And you used to work on, like, double wide trailers, mm-hmm. right? Yes?
Yeah.
So it's that wide.
It's like two professional basketball players laying
next to each other. Yeah.
So imagine
head to toe.
A petrified redwood tree mm-hmm. that is that wide.
Yeah.
And 60,000 plus insect fossils.
Oh.
Nature created its own bug museum frozen in time.
Nice.
Oh my God, you guys are so cute to play along. Like, I just want to crawl off the stage right now.
No, you're
like,
great.
Like, when I was singing Juice Newton, and I had, like, just crazy hot sweat in the middle of the song in a karaoke contest, I'm like, why am I here?
I remember that.
It's a great song, and I
you just
I do
decided
okay.
that you didn't want to do it anymore.
Got real sweaty.
Well, I think
she got
that,
juicy.
Let's go back. It was a karaoke contest, but you had to do two songs, and you only had the one song that you were really good at. I mean, that you did a lot.
Fair enough.
Big spender all the time, and then you made it to the finals, and they're like, you need to have another song.
I just think I'm going to get to the finals.
What was the song?
It was
No.
That's by Sylvia, which I also love. But I was saying The Sweetest Thing by Juice Newton. And then halfway through it, I just crawled off the stage. I thought I had it nailed. I was incorrect.
Where was that at?
Sweetwater.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great song.
I wasn't around then.
Nobody's Not by Juice Newton?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not?
It is.
Nobody's
by Sylvia. Sitting in a restaurant, he walks by.
See, Sylvia. If you would have done that.
Damn.
Okay. Oh my gosh, you win. Okay, keep going back on your
turn
weird
back
facts.
Time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God, this shit just sounds made up. Okay, new 2025 dinosaur fact. Enigma cursor Molly Weeky, turkey-sized herbivore in Moffat County. I'll never be able to say that again.
Shmicky, smacka, waka, dooey.
Molly Weeky. Fun fact. Colorado found the first complete stegosaurus.
Yeah.
Guys.
Didn't they find that in Thornton?
It's in Colorado where they found the first complete stegosaurus.
Here we go, folks. We've lost her.
An enigma curse of Molly Weeky, guys. It was turkey-sized. It was a herbivore. And I didn't even make it up. It's a Molly Weeky.
Would you look
I
at
got
it?
The
she's
screenshot.
Trying to show
I got
it. She can't
screenshot.
See nothing right now. Her eyes are.
Make it look happy.
It's real. It's real. Because the internet told me so.
And when it was alive, it just go.
I'm going to leave this one wide open for Daryl because I'm sure, certainly, that he has an elf joke in his back pocket just waiting for this. Fun fact number 31, Keebler Pass Aspen clone. Where's your Aspen? Oh, at Keebler Pass. It's possibly the world's largest organism. A massive interconnected aspen grove. So they all share the same roots. So it's called an aspen clone. It's an aspen grove, but it's the world's largest organism, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Russell Cone Pines. It's the oldest. It's over 2,500 years, you guys. It's already middle-aged when the Roman Empire was just getting started.
Oh, geez.
Caesar et tu?
We were that close.
Oh my God, they're like the bristlecone pines are already halfway done.
Oh my God.
That's an old tree.
Okay.
Dinosaur Ridge footprints.
Daryl's been there.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He tells me all the time, I want to take you to Dinosaur Ridge, and we've never gone.
It sounds like
Red Rocks,
a code
right?
word for making
it's,
out.
Yeah, it's on the humpback area, that right?
I want to take you to Dinosaur Ridge and make
well,
out.
Well, okay, so there's a story about that.
I am ready.
We took, in sixth grade, we took a field trip there.
Yes.
Oh, I think
so
I've heard
we're walking
story.
Through this area, this and that. Oddly enough, I kick something, and it flops over, and it was a chunk of rock like this. And it had a fossil in it. So I grab it.
Yes.
Thinking, okay, you know. So my sixth grade teacher goes, oh, look what you found. He goes, here, I'm going to take this. I'm going to put it in my trunk of my car so that it doesn't get broke. bastard never gave it back to me.
And they stole it and they sold it on the black fossil market?
I don't know.
You know, in Jurassic Park, Jeff Goldblum makes a good point.
The way that I looked at it was, okay, I probably, by all rights, should have just left it laying there.
Well, finders keepers.
Yeah, but you were sixth grade.
Yeah, but I'm like, check this out. And it was like a shelf looking thing.
Yes.
And then it had like some vine, and I'm like, holy crap. So I go, what do you think? And my teacher goes, oh, you found a fossil.
Do you remember what the name of the teacher was?
Yeah.
Let's call
Dick.
Him out.
No, no, no. No, his name was Mr. Lewis.
If we look, what's his first name? If we look him up and he's a millionaire, then we know.
I don't know.
He stole your fossil.
He stole my fossil.
Jerk.
It probably could have been a dinosaur, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And then.
But yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
I shake my fist at that guy. Uh-huh. Okay. So Dinosaur Ridge footprints, 150 million year old tracks in suburban Denver.
150 million
year old
point
tracks.
What?
Because that we wouldn't know which one is
Daryl's. Yeah, point 0.8.
150, but it was in February.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that probably wasn't yours.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a new category, guys. Uh-huh. Weather extremes and human oddities.
Yeah.
Anybody who's ever seen Thunder Snow knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Thunder Snow?
Thunder Snow. It's awesome.
I never have heard of it.
You've never seen Thunder Snow?
No, have you?
It's a Colorado thing.
She ran cold and thunder snow.
It might be in here. It might not,
okay,
but I
sorry.
Have seen Thunder Snow.
Okay, good. Keep
no,
talking.
Wow. Yeah, like lightning in the sky while it's snowing. It's amazing.
Oh, I have seen it.
Yeah.
Okay. But it also sounds like an AC/DC song.
Yeah, big thunder snow.
Snow.
Okay. All right. This is where we can all play along again.
Okay.
A little bit. Hail record. Hail no.
Hail no.
83?
Later.
Was the worst hailstorm ever?
The biggest. It was a 4.83-inch softball-size hail in Bethune, Colorado. What year?
Bethune.
Okay, you already guessed. That's my turn. I'm going to say 2003.
You're closer.
Okay.
It's 2019, and you, sir, are a Bethune. All right.
Do you remember the big hailstorm at Red Rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy pants.
Mm-hmm. I made a video of it because it was kind of hailing here.
Hailing here, yeah.
And so there was a big concert at Red Rocks, and I totally said,
it was
listen.
Famous.
We made a video, so I came running up. I go, I ran all the way from Red Rocks home.
<That's> I think right. I still have it. I'll put it on
that.
Our page.
That was bigger than a golf ball. That was big.
Yeah,
that was
bad.
Yeah.
People
that
got
wild.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Chinook winds, which is fun to say.
We always have Chinook winds.
They say another word for Chinook is snow eaters. They raise temperatures 30 Fahrenheit an hour. So Boulder jumped from 28 degrees Fahrenheit to 57 degrees Fahrenheit in less than an hour.
And what year was that?
So that's up. Or down.
Up.
Oh.
But it was a Chinook wind.
That made
so
it
that's
go
a warm
hotter.
Wind.
A
yes.
warm
that
wind.
Was that was the one that hit Boulder, but it also wiped out a bunch of shit in Arvada. Remember your parents' house?
Remember the Chinook of
the great Chinook.
Yeah, don't get it confused with the Zephyr of 1997. That was a warm wind that came from the west.
I can't. Okay.
Okay, I didn't pre-read this. And I'm going to read it. I'm going to read this correctly because I see it with my eyes and not my mind.
Okay.
Dark Sky Reserve.
Okay.
Largest in the world. 4,200 square miles in the San Luis Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Sky Reserve.
Okay.
D-A-R-K.
Mm-hmm. Where is the San Luis Valley? That's
down
south. By Alamosa, yes?
Yep. Okay. Yep. We need to do the whole thing. We'll spend a weekend.
All right.
Ogallala Aquifer, which is the name of my next band.
That's
Ogallala Aquifer.
Thank you, Denma.
Thank you, Denma. We are Ogallala Aquifer. But you're thinking of Lake McConaughey.
It's right by
Ogallala.
Yeah, but
it's a massive underground ocean, literally classified as an ocean under the Pawnee Buttes, or Buttes, depending on what you're into.
The Buttes.
Okay.
The highest paved road.
Oh.
Mount Blue Sky Byway is 14,265. Feet. And I wonder if that's an evergreen thing, though, even though evergreen isn't that far or that high, it's about 7,000-8,000 feet. But they changed Mount Evans to Mount Blue Sky.
Oh,
so maybe the byway goes way up there.
Yeah.
But I thought it was the Continental Divide or the whatever.
Is that in Colorado, the Continental Divide?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do I know anything about Colorado?
Well, I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But we have the highest paved road, I believe, in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that amusement park in Glenwood Springs, where I almost died,
yeah,
highest roller coaster in the world.
Okay.
I believe. Elevation. Yeah. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. State borders. Actually, okay. Now we're getting geeky here. So, okay, people that live here, people that don't live here, if you think of the state of Colorado on a map, it's pretty square or rectangular.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, these geeks give us a real, real deal here. It's actually a 697-sided polygon, not a rectangle. It's a rhombus.
A rhombus.
It's a polygon. All right.
All right.
The lowest point is the Arikara River at 3,315 feet, still higher than 18 states' highs.
Oh.
The Emerald Lake ghost trees. Submerged willows rise eerily in spring melt.
I want to see those.
I do, too.
Let's have our photo shoot there.
Yeah.
At the Emerald Lake ghost trees.
Yeah.
I'll just hang on when one comes up.
Yeah. Okay, we need to watch this video later and then give it everything a goog.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we come to the radioactive trees.
Okay.
Bristle cones with 1960s bomb pulse from nuclear tests.
Oh.
Walking history books that glow slightly in the dark. That's got to be from... For the radioactive place.
I would think so.
Yeah, what was that called again? Rocky Flats?
Rocky Flats.
Yeah.
Okay, oh my God.
It's Silkwood.
Yes, all over again.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think the highest point in Colorado is? Mountain-wise, what's the highest mountain?
Pikes Peak?
Mount Elbert.
Is Pikes Peak in Colorado?
Yes. It is, it is. We have 53-plus 14ers that I'll never climb. I'm never going to do it.
I didn't even know Pikes Peak was in Colorado.
Oh, yeah. But the highest...
What'd you think it was?
14er is 14,440.
Yeah.
I knew where Mount Fuji was. Give me a break.
She did really good.
I did.
What do you think our average state elevation is? So we know that Mile High City, Denver, is
5280.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
And then we know the highest is 14,440.
So let's go with...
32.5.
No, that'd be lower.
We're doing the average state elevation.
I'm going to say 9,256.
That's a really good guess.
Thanks.
It is completely incorrect.
Okay.
6,800.
I was closer than you.
But she was.
By 3,000.
The average state elevation, we have the highest elevation in the U.S. by a long shot. We're the biggest.
Yeah.
Lowest point, we talked about that stupid thing.
Okay. Commerce City.
Okay. Remember? Okay, in the last episode, we were talking about the painted mines, the painted uplift or whatever. It is, okay, so Denver's 5280. It's like 7,000 or something like that. It's higher. You get shorter breath down there.
Closer to the average.
But I told you it's underground, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a 2,250-foot drop from the top of the canyon to the bottom.
Huh.
It's steeper than the Grand Canyon.
Really?
Wow.
It's not deeper, but it's steeper.
The Grand Canyon has
more of a grade.
Yes.
Like less of a grade.
Like the Grand Canyon, you could go do-do-do-do-do-do-do, step-step.
Let's say.
Yeah. But on that one, you just fall over the edge.
You're like, whee!
Yeah.
Poink.
Like Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah. Yep.
We also have 176-degree temperature grade. So the lowest temperature Colorado's ever had is minus 61 degrees Fahrenheit.
Hey, Lord.
To 115 degrees Fahrenheit.
What the heck?
Yep. And I'm sorry, everybody. That is that. Does anybody have any jokes?
Is that all?
That's it.
That's all.
Why? You know what?
That was all 50 facts.
Wow. That was a lot of facts really fast.
Why wasn't the gum tree at the Illich's on that?
I don't know. Oh. That it should have been.
Did you guys know that in our last episode, there's an Illich's ad for their haunted house?
Nice.
No. We kind of hit the big time.
We did.
No. There's too many ads and we're not getting paid enough money, but they're really big. Yeah. And they're interrupters.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't want to listen to the ads, then join Patreon.
Exactly.
So there you go.
I kind of fucked up here. This is a very small part two.
Yeah.
But no, don't agree. Say, that's okay.
You did really good.
No.
What are we at? Time rise.
I said dark sky correctly the last time.
We are at 23.6.5.
And welcome to our mini-sode.
Yes, it's just a little sode.
It's just a little thing.
It's all good.
Yeah, it might be Patreon only. We don't know.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out next week.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
And then let's all look up a fact.
Fun fact about
about Colorado too, because this is still Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah.
So it can be anything totally crazy, but whoever gets the craziest wins a prize.
Okay. I love it. Thank you for putting in some filler.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
The sweetest thing I've ever known is loving you.
All righty, guys. We are back after that little break. Shells, thank you so much. I mean, we just learned a lot about this state that nobody knew.
Oh, pshaw.
There was lots of tummy chucks in there. Yeah. That was great. Yeah, Lisa loved it.
I chucked really hard.
But you found a stegosaurus here.
We're going to bring you something a little bit more, some more. We're going to stick with the theme and stuff. I found some pretty interesting sports stuff. What'd you find, Leek?
Weird Colorado laws and peculiarities.
And then Shells, what'd you find?
It's Colorado interesting facts that have to do with the Olympics.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So do you want to take the lead, Lisa?
Sure.
Okay.
So here is my weird Colorado laws and peculiarities.
Uh-oh. It's that time of the show.
Linus is getting...
My buddy's causing a ruckus.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a law. No kissing at the station.
Oh.
In 1902, police in Denver banned kissing on the train platform, a rule that, though likely unenforced, now reflects a quirky past.
That is quirky.
Yeah. So it's something I think that's never been off the books. Like, it's
Don't
still
kiss
a thing.
At the train station.
No. And who goes on the train?
Well, that. Yeah. But also, they're probably mucking up the works. I got places to go. Good. Take
yeah,
it over here.
Yeah, whatever.
The train. You two don't look like friends.
Right. Quit your lip lock. Your lip lock. Your lip lock. I gotta go. Ganipkanop.
Manamana.
Another weird Colorado law is leaning on the vacuum. In
what?
Denver, it was once rumored to be illegal to lean on a vacuum cleaner, or I'm sorry. Take that back.
I was kind of following.
Wait, hold on. It says leaning on the vacuum.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't do it?
No. In Denver, it was once rumored to be illegal to lend a vacuum cleaner to a neighbor.
Oh.
Don't do it.
Though the validity of the law is debated, whether or not it's true.
I think it's actually in the Bible.
Yeah?
Neither a borrow nor a lender of vacuum cleaners be.
Yes.
You got a bissel and a eureka, but you can't loan them out.
It was the 11th commandment.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, I think the problem with the whole thing is it's just heavy. I mean, like,
yes.
Who goes over to semi? Can I borrow your vacuum?
Buy your own vacuum.
Well, yeah, it's like not like an egg or right. a cup
Don't
of milk.
Don't enable people.
No,
get
a vacuum. Just do it.
And can I get a cup of sugar?
The Haunted Castle. A French family built a castle in Manitou Springs that later became a tuberculosis sanctorum.
Oh, of course,
yeah. And is now rumored to be haunted by its former residents and a woman in a black dress.
Oh,
was that
that's
the sanatorium?
The peculiar part.
That's so peculiar.
Uh-huh.
But Doc Holliday, a.k.a. Val Kilmer, died in a sanatorium in the Colorado Springs area. I wonder if that was it.
Maybe. I'm
going to
say yes. And I have one more that I just thought was funny. This is kind of another peculiarity. In Fruta, the town celebrates the life of Mike.
Who's Mike?
He is a headless chicken who lived for 4 years after his head was cut off.
I remember that.
In 1945.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. Well, you know how they kind of flap around after
For minutes, not years.
Yeah. Well, apparently,
he was in it to win it, man.
Mike
I'm not giving
lived
up.
For 4 years
afterwards. Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean, if Local you really hero. Think, yeah. If you think about it, though... Like, you could probably, like, let's say somebody chopped your head off.
Yeah.
You could probably live. You couldn't think because your head wouldn't be there. But, like, your organs, like...
But doesn't your brain have to tell your heart what to do?
Oh.
And, like, nerves and reflexes and stuff?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not a doctor.
Well, maybe he wasn't a good chicken.
Maybe.
He was just, life support.
He was definitely not finger-licking good, so, like...
Yeah, that's, I mean...
What's the quality of life of Mike?
And at what point do you decide that you're going to just see how long he'll live?
Hey, Mike, it's good to see you're still clucking.
Yeah, you know...
They asked his wife, should we pull the plug?
Yeah, and she's like,
let's see what he's got. that?
Yeah. I don't know. There's so many questions.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got, guys.
Okay.
I think that's great.
Thanks.
Do you want to go? Do sports, and then I can go.
Yeah. So Colorado has had numerous sports teams that have come through, lasted, kind of didn't last. We used to have the Colorado Rockies, which was the Rocky Hockey, not the Colorado baseball team that, you know, God, let's not talk about them. But they lasted here from 1976 to 1982 when they moved to New Jersey and became the New Jersey Devils. We also had the Denver Spurs, which was a WHA World Hockey League. And they were here for 1 year, 75 to 76.
I don't even remember the Spurs.
You'll remember this guy. These guys were the Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah.
The Denver Grizzlies. They were a hockey team. They were here from 94. I thought they were here longer, 94 to 95. Jeez.
Huh.
I thought that was longer, too.
It seemed longer to
me. We used to go to this as one that we really enjoyed because it was during the time that we had Avalanche season tickets, but they were on strike, so we'd go to the Cutthroat games.
Yeah, that was
the Coliseum.
Fun.
We used to have so much fun. Oh, we'd get the kids going, the grandkids going.
It was
cheap.
Very cheap.
Yes.
Sometimes they just gave away tickets.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got all kinds of free tickets.
Oh, yeah.
We
used to go. They're like, there was like, with our kids, we'd have like 15 people
going. It was
going.
So
it was
fun.
Really fun. Yeah.
The Denver Daredevil was an arena football league.
Oh.
The Denver Gold, when they started the USFL.
I remember that.
They were here. The Denver Stampede, they were a football league. The Denver Dynamite were another arena football league. The Denver Explosion, another arena football league.
I'm sensing a theme.
Yeah, I don't think arena football does good here. But, you know, those are just a few of the ones that came through and stuff like that. But I used to love the Denver Gold. Me and my mom used to go to those games all the time because it was affordable. You could get an $8 ticket and a good seat.
Right.
You know, and so we're at Mile High, the original Mile High, watching this football. It was fun because it was during the Bears would be playing, or, you know, remember the Zephyrs were a team here too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But before the Rockies, but they'd be playing football on a half-assed baseball field, you know.
Right.
So the guys would get all beat up and dirty, but that was lots of fun. But yeah.
It kind of overlapped, didn't
it? Yeah, it did.
But what great names for teams we had.
Yeah.
We really did.
Yeah.
You know, John Elway, I think, owned, because the Denver, the arena football, the Denver Dynamite, or no.
I don't remember. But,
they won the first championship here in Colorado.
Wow.
Of arena football.
Of arena football. Yeah, yeah. And John Elway.
Does it sound cool, but for people that don't know, there are mountains in Colorado that you can drive through.
Yeah.
And that was made with dynamite. And, you know, like cruise for years and years and years and years. But the Denver Dynamite, what a fabulous name.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, dynamite. That was really, really interesting, Daryl.
Yes, thank you.
Kind of just, you know, just a quick off the cuff, find something real quick.
I love the sports stuff.
Kinda
that was
cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Five probably more interesting facts about Colorado. I have seven, actually. So Denver is home to the nation's largest airport. Which makes sense because it is miles and miles and miles and miles.
Yeah.
I thought Atlanta was, but I think we aren't the busiest. We might be top five busiest internationally. And I know Atlanta, I think, is number one.
Okay.
But we are actually the physically largest.
Okay.
But we also have the highest continuous commercial street in the country. What is it?
I-70.
Colfax. Oh. That's right. Colfax goes for miles and miles and miles.
I knew that.
You did know that.
No, I did know that. I don't know why I thought.
You were thinking of interstates, and they're different, and
that's
fine. I'm not mad at it.
Oh.
So we are called the Centennial State. Why?
Because
that's when we were founded.
It was 100 years after the Declaration of Independence was signed. So, So we became the 38th state in 1876.
Uh-huh. 1776 was when the other one was.
Yes.
Which was 100 years before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lisa knows the words.
This gal.
But this is where I said that the AI screwed up.
Yes.
So in the AI overview, it said the U.S. home of the Olympics. And we all know that's false,
no.
Right? Right, yeah.
Because Denver
Dick
was
Lamb.
Actually, yes, selected, yes.
But we have the Olympic, so they may be talking about this.
Oh, down in the Springs,
down
where we
in
have the training center.
Is the Olympic training center.
Maybe so, the AI got confused though.
Yeah.
Because we can actually discern because we're humans.
Right.
With minds.
Yeah.
But the Olympic rejection was Denver was selected to host the 1976 Winter Olympics when we were little fries.
Yeah.
The residents voted against it.
Because we're the only ones who've
that's why they don't look at us anymore.
Yeah. Right.
But how cool would that have been? Sorry.
No.
It was in 1976. It was the bicentennial year for us. Would have been like the biggest.
So cool. Oh, man. But I actually kind of agree with it because they wanted to preserve the sanctity of the mountain's beauty and all
that. Yeah, they thought they were going to do
it. It
would have
been great
stuff.
Money. It would have been great economically and stuff. But look at a lot of Olympic cities across the world that, you know, they had to adjust at these big buildings or whatever.
True.
And
the do nothing
after
now.
The facts. Exactly. Yeah. So we were concerned, it says, about the costs and potential pollution.
They should make them into theme parks after.
They should.
Yeah. But if we get this new football stadium, we'll probably get a Super Bowl.
There's so many stadiums. But Colorado was the only state to ever refuse an Olympic event.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Yeah.
It says it's also home to the Grand Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's located in western Colorado. The Grand Mesa is a massive flat-top mountain covering over 500 square miles. It is the largest of its kind in the whole world.
It's not that's tabletop crazy. Mountain?
I think that's in Golden.
I'm just kidding.
But still.
It's the baby.
People
it's
hike
the
that
baby.
Thing. And it's beautiful. And I love that that is on, especially where I work, it's on the skyline.
Uh-huh.
And it's really cool. But people hike up there. And if there's like no trees, there's no creeks, there's no like mountain hike stuff. It's just like, just climb straight up a mountain and then be on the top and then be even more under the sun.
When we went to the, what was it called? The Arsenal?
Yes.
We wouldn't even go up that little hill.
No. It's like, you're fun to look at from a distance.
We were like, all three of us were like, do you want to go up there?
No.
No.
Yeah. How funny.
Of course, we're also the highest state. 6,800 feet above sea level is our average. The highest state in the U.S. Even our lowest point is higher than the highest point in 18 other states.
And we were the highest state before pot was legal here.
Yeah. That's right. So there is that. Oh, what was Colorado called before it became a state?
It was called El Colorado.
Yes.
The red state?
From 1859 to 1861, it was the Jefferson Territory.
Well,
oh,
there you go.
Learning is fun.
It is. See, you kids tuned in and you got your money's worth.
There you go. You got two for
you
the price of one.
You got schooled, folks.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, there you go. Thank you for listening to the second part of our awesome show that was called
Rocky Mountain High.
Colorado.
Come here and visit and then drive away. Get your Palisade peaches and then go away. Have some old Olathe corn and then go away.
Grab
Welcome
your weed
Colorado.
And
Please
go the
go
other
away.
Way.
That's a great song, you guys.
It's coming out. It's on our new cut.
Oh my God.
Instead of Rocky Mountain High, we could have called it Rocky Mountain Cantaloupes. Or Rocky Ford Cantaloupes.
I get high in Colorado.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good song.
You guys ever been to La Junta?
Yes, we went on a field trip. We did that play.
Yeah.
Because at Rocky Ford Cantaloupe. Rocky Ford.
I did get really high.
You did.
Don't tell my mom.
I will.
Okay.
Lisa. She listens to this.
Letha.
What?
Oh, Letha.
Yeah.
You're going to get in trouble.
Okay.
I'm telling your mom.
Why did you bring up La Junta? Sorry, we interrupted you.
You know, happened to think about it, but you said Rocky Ford watermelons. Rocky Ford's right.
Yes,
you drive
it's
through
a big
that.
Deal.
There you go. Okay, this is the end of our show. Thank you again. Love you all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Join Patreon.
It was a Colorado show. Now I'd want to sing because I want my second chance at that karaoke.
Yay! Yeah.
Shells wants to get in there. I can do
it. Yes. Yeah. I don't know where she's from, but everybody listen to Juice Newton. You won't regret it.
Yeah.
You won't regret it at all.
Yeah.
Sorry I kind of shit the bed with me, Middle Entertainment, and Trees.
No, this is great. This
was
fun. Minnesota.
You guys are very kind.
Yeah.
Good witch, bad witch, man witch. Peace out, motherfuckers. Stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.
That was gangsta.
So gangsta. You know, the first gangster was from La Junta.
You know, gold was discovered in Arvada first.
I didn't know that.
Oro.
Yeah.
That's Oro. A Spanish word.
Oh, no. Must be the season of.